I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and again, we're at one of Art's blacklight traps in Powhatan State Park.
Oh, I know what that is. That's my guy. That's the Dobson fly.
That's the Dobson fly, and this is the male. That's one of the largest insects in Virginia. They are almost 4 inches from stem to stern. Look at the mandibles on the male. Now, it looks like that they would be pretty scary, but they don't have enough power to really pinch you. But the females have much shorter mandibles, and they've got the muscles to drive them, and they'll give you a good nip and draw a little blood, depending on where they get you.
I'm going to take a picture of this one.
Please do.
It's amazing how he just hangs out on your finger while you're...
Well, you may take off here.
Opening up an envelope. Now, the nymphs of these...
These are larvae, and they're called helgramites. They're generally nocturnal predators, and they're found in pretty good quality streams and rivers.
Fishermen use them?
They do. That's what I hear. Not being an angler myself.
Oh, look, there's another one and still in the bucket.
Yeah. Well, I think it's time we peek inside.
We're at another blacklight trap, and this one is, we're down closer to the river, so
we're off the James River here, so this is a river bottom habitat, whereas the other habitat was more of an upland woods.
And we've already seen the difference, having found the Dobson flies. Out comes the light.
Another Io moth, nice male.
Oh,
Beautiful.
Yes, they are.
Got those fantastic eye spots, but I just love those subtle colors. But you can imagine them with their wings folded and those eyes hidden. They would just blend in with a discolored leaf.
Oh, here comes the blacklight trap off the bucket.
Ready to see what's inside?
Yep.
Oh, hey.
Oh, look at that.
Got a tiger moth. Here's a female Dobson fly. A couple of males. Beautiful. Oh, we got Orthosoma prionid here. That's a longhorn beetle. And there's the six-spotted grapevine beetle. And we've got several aquatics. There's a bearing beetle in there. That's a different species than we saw in the upland habitat. And a couple of June beetles, Philopithecus.
Best beetle.
Oh, and there's a big tulip tree moth here, too. Should have put that in another container.
That is one big best beetle.
There were a lot of them out flying around last night, just at dusk. I kept hoping one of them would be a stag beetle, but no such luck.
All right. Oh, there's a stag beetle.
Look at that, Lucanus capriolus. I call it the orange-thighed stag beetle. Now, these hurt. Not careful grabbing them, but see, it's got those orange thighs underneath. Blow some of the scales off.
You say they can hurt?
Yeah, they have powerful mandibles, and they don't always let go when you want them to. There's some aquatic beetles, more aquatic beetles here, because we're right near the creek. But most of this is going to take a very thorough examination under the microscope, or at least with a magnifying visor, so I can see what the small things are. Oh, look at this guy. See that little tiny spidery looking thing there?
Yeah.
That's an elmid beetle, long-toed water beetle.
Huh.
Those are aquatics too. They're not built to swim. They don't have natatorial or oar-like legs. They just walk along on the bottom, and their bodies are permanently covered in an envelope of air, and that's how they breathe.
Kind of a smelly job, isn't it?
Yeah, well, the bearing beetles, and there's some other stinkers in there, too.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of Beetles of Eastern North America. You'll find photos of the traps, along with our archive, and a link to Art's Facebook page at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.